Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Welcome to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, and this is the first of something exciting that we are doing here, and that is releasing a whole bunch of very short and helpful little episodes for you. So insights as to ways of thinking about things, working with your magical self, your magical tools, and anything else that I think would be helpful that we can conjure up for you here at the Sisters Enchanted. Now, at least once per week, you will still have an episode with a guest, most often with Anna, the co-founder here of the Sisters Enchanted, but some of these days are going to be just me sharing some insights with you, and this is the first of those. This idea comes from when we did Magic Week, which was just a few weeks ago, if you're listening to this in real time, and we had a bunch of short episodes and got lots of great feedback around that. So we're doing that now going forward for the time being. We'll see what happens. We'll see where this takes us. So if you are listening to this, we're also recording the video of this to put on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, welcome in. As I said, I'm Sarah, the founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And so a little backstory here. I have been reading tarot since I was a youngling. And I guess not that young, but it's been about 20 years that I have been reading tarot. And when I first started reading tarot, it wasn't like it is today. It wasn't something that just, you know, you would mention it to somebody at like a exercise studio or a random person on the internet. And like everybody, you know, for the most part, in my world anyway, most people know what tarot is, maybe even have a tarot deck and are very interested in it. Even if they don't really know how to read it, use tarot for planning, sort of for journaling, reflection prompts, shadow work, all of that good stuff. And so now it's this widely used, widely accepted, widely known about tool. Well, 20 years ago, it wasn't the case. So from that time until probably like 7 years ago or so, I actually only had two tarot decks. I had two tarot decks, one that I had had forever and then one that I picked up along the way. And it wasn't until really these last 7 years or so where more people have been talking about tarot online. All of the witchy, metaphysical, spiritual goodness that we teach and talk about here at the Sisters Enchanted, that I started buying more tarot decks. Now, this episode today, we are talking about cultivating or curating your tarot collection. And I'm doing this episode because I see so many people come to us in our tarot throwdown class and in our holistic witchery program and in all the things that we teach here who want to know which deck they should get first. Now, we do have an episode that I believe is titled Choosing Your First or Next Tarot Deck. So that will help you out with choosing that first deck. But something that I see is this idea that you need to buy all the decks, or like there is one that's going to be, you know, the best for you. And that's what we're going to talk about here today, is curating that collection. Now, so many people that I know, many of our community members here, my own sister Anna, have these huge, amazing, beautiful, glorious tarot collections. Now, I am a person who is working toward living small. I want to live small. I live in a small house. We want to travel in our RV and see the country. And we want to keep living smaller and smaller. So for me, I am not going to own hundreds of tarot decks. I'm likely not going to own, like, 20 is a lot for me. When I hit 20, I start to kind of be like, okay, what needs to be pruned? What do I need to trade or donate or sell or whatever? Now, that does not mean that you can't have all the tarot decks in the world, but I really want to encourage you to consider, what is it that you're looking for when you purchase a tarot deck? Because there's nothing worse than buying all of these tarot decks that sit around and collect dust. And then you feel bad about it. And you're like, well, I don't understand this one, or this one gives me negative readings, or this one, every time I use it, I feel bad, or I feel like it's just smacking me over the head with negativity or something like that. So let's talk about curating your tarot collection. Now, when you're choosing your tarot decks, I do think that it's a great practice to choose decks that are maybe a little bit different. Now, I have definitely a theme when it comes to purchasing tarot decks. I like things that are kind of fun, spooky-ish, like a fun, spooky carnival style. I'm really into that. So many times I'll buy decks that are like that. And I also do try to have different sorts of style in that very small collection that I keep as well. So the decks that I'm talking about today are the Linestrider Tarot. I'm talking about the Everyday Witch Tarot, the Shadowlands Tarot, the traditional just Rider-Waite-Smith imagery, and then the Halloween Tarot I have on hand here. And I grabbed the strength card from each of these decks so that I could sort of talk through why it might be useful to have different decks while you're curating your collection and kind of what to look for. So in the strength card, in that traditional imagery, it's a woman and she's leaning over a lion and she's holding that lion's mouth. It looks like she's holding the mouth open or like she's petting the lion, right? And the lion is a symbol of strength there, but also this is a reminder that strength doesn't mean that you can't be compassionate. It doesn't mean like being compassionate is not a sign of weakness. Strength doesn't have to look like tearing apart somebody. It can mean also taking a deep breath and letting somebody care for you. Strength has a lot of facets to it, and that's what we see with our tarot cards. So having a Rider-Waite-Smith style imagery deck, I think, is very helpful, particularly if you are just learning tarot, because if you pick up a book or you search online, most of what you find is going to be related to that imagery. So in that traditional imagery, again, that's what we see, the lion and the woman, she's like petting his under his chin, it looks like, or her chin, their chin, the lion's chin. And that lion, it seems to be, not attacking that person anyway. So we have that duality there with strength. Like, what does strength look like? The strength of the lion that we are so familiar with, but also that strength can be kindness, compassion, and sitting down, letting somebody take care of you. That's also strength. Now, in the Shadowlands tarot deck, it's like a fun, spooky monster sort of deck. If you're interested in that kind of thing, 10 out of 10 recommend. In this deck, we have what looks like kind of a, I don't know how to, like a goblin sort of figure, but on one side it is this like goblin monster head. And this figure also has a second head, and it's got two different legs. So a leg for this more feminine looking piece, and then this goblin looking piece. And in one hand, this figure is holding a cat, and in the other, a set of dumbbells. And there's one little flower growing in the sunspot. And there's shade on the other side. So we do see again that duality there, where on one side there's the cat, and we all know how cats can be. If you have cats as pets, I have two of them. We know that cats will, they want to do what they want to do, and they're not just gonna let you hold them if they don't want to be held. And we have this cat that's like, it's just letting go. It's not resisting, and it's literally hanging in the figure's arms, like they're holding it under its front paws. And that cat is just hanging there. So it's not resisting. It's being held and allowing itself to be held. And the other hand, though, of this figure, this two-headed figure here, we have that strength, the barbell or the dumbbell, whatever this is called. I don't know my exercise terms. Some kind of weightlifting device. And we see again that strength actually can take work, though. It does take power, right? So there are two pieces there to strength. Now, what's interesting is how these are represented. Where here we're also seeing the duality within the actual figure in the card. So the goblin human-ish character, we're seeing two sides of that character all in one. Plus, we're seeing additional elements of that two pieces of strength there. And we have the shadow. We've got the one flower that's growing out of the shadows. So we're seeing the strength idea in different ways. Now, when we talk about curating or cultivating your tarot collection and considering what decks you should buy or maybe what to pass on for right now, with that traditional Rider-Waite imagery, we have, just the one figure, and we have the lion. Where here in the Shadowlands Tarot, there are several instances of this, the two sides of strength and what strength can look like in different ways. So not to mention that it's a very different style of imagery, different story happening in the imagery. But there's more there. So if you're a person who's like really likes having that additional depth to consider, that might be what you look at when choosing your next tarot deck, or cultivating your collection. I have the Everyday Witch Tarot, and in this deck, we also have a cat and a lion. And there's a tornado brewing behind the. There's a witch, a cat, and a lion. And there's a tornado brewing behind them. It's spinning, and going up in the air. What's interesting here is we have that the smaller cat, the bigger lion. So again, we're seeing this idea of strength in different ways. But this card is, it is more similar in imagery to that Rider-Waite-Smith image. So if you were a person who wanted a smaller collection, you could probably just go with one of those decks and not have both, depending on what you were looking for. In the Line Strider Tarot, this is a beautiful deck. It's got pastel, like watercolor art to it, and I just love it. I bought it when it first came out, and I can't. I used it when it first came out a few years back. I used it almost. Like that was it. It was the, what's the word I'm trying to find? Anyway, I used this deck pretty much in just this one for like a whole year because I loved it so much. But in this imagery, we actually have a figure, and then we have a figure of what looks like a woman, and then a lion, and they're both facing like up on a rock, like very prideful, kind of looking out over something. They don't appear to be attacking, but rather there are arrows stuck in, whether that's like a tree stump, or it's probably a tree stump if there's arrows stuck in another rock, but there's arrows stuck in it. So it looks like they've been attacked, right? And they're in a strength, prideful sort of position, kind of looking out. So this, again, two sides of strength here. There's that brute force strength, and then there's the rising above strength, the releasing into what's happening strength. But this shows that story in an entirely different way. Whereas the previous two cards or three cards I talked about, it's really just showing a figure with an animal who's not attacking, right? Who we would guess would probably attack, and this animal is just releasing into the interaction. Here we see that like this woman and the lion have had arrows thrown at them or shot at them, released at them, and yet they are maintaining their position. They don't appear to be attacking back, and that so shows strength in and of itself. So this is an entirely different way to consider strength, right? It's a whole new way. Like we're actually seeing kind of that something coming up against you, and then what do? And we're seeing that here with the arrows. So with the Line Strider Tarot, that's a whole other way of looking at that card. And then the Halloween Tarot, it's also very similar to the Everyday Witch Tarot and the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot. In this case, we have a lion. There's also a cat, and then what looks like a carnival or circus person who is checking the lion's tongue, like one of those medicine, like the popsicle sticks that you hold your tongue down with the doctor. Do they still do that? I have no idea. Anyway, and you say, ah, that's what this circus or carnival person is doing to the lion, and the lion is just sitting there, and the cat is just sitting there. So that's very similar again. So while the Everyday Witch Tarot, the Rider-Waite-Smith sort of traditional deck, in the Halloween tarot, the pictures are quite different. And if you love just different artistry, they're great to look at. But the story and the way that that card is presented is very similar amongst the three of those decks. Like it's telling a very similar story. So if you were curating a tarot collection, and maybe like me, you live small, or maybe you're just trying to like weed through the 800 million Instagram images and posts and YouTube reviews and whatever, and choose what is my next one? Where do I have a gap in the imagery? Or understanding what kind of work it is that you're doing right now on yourself, what kind of internal work you're doing, and maybe choosing a card deck with imagery that pushes you to another way of thinking about things, right? Rather than something you already have, just painted in a different color, so to speak. So consider that. And you can find images by going on Instagram, looking at YouTube reviews, going to Google Images, and seeing all different cards in a deck when you're trying to consider the next deck for you. Recently, in our Tarot Throwdown group, we have this awesome program, Tarot Throwdown. We've had over 4,000 people register for this class. It's so good. And we really encourage you to use the cards for a practice rather than just trying to find answers every single day and work with your intuition to read. And a person posted the question that she's been working with a tarot deck, a specific deck, and every time she uses it, it's like a negative reading comes from it, a very negative reading. And what I would say when those situations occur is maybe, though, that's exactly the imagery that you need, is something that makes you feel a little like, oh, my goodness, here it comes again, giving me advice I don't want to hear, or like a perspective that's not so sunshiny. And it could be that relationship to the imagery, or the relationship to the way that the story is being told in that specific deck. And that can be very useful when we're trying to push ourselves to a new level of thinking, a new level of being, and get out of our own way. All right. So there are some ideas for you on curating or cultivating your tarot collection, whether you just want to be mindful of the next deck that you buy, or you're trying to figure out, well, what is the difference between all of these and why does it matter? Or like me, you want to live small and you just try to keep it small. No shame in that game either. I call myself a witchy minimalist. I don't buy all the things, mostly because I want to live on the road and see all that this world has to offer and can't take everything with me. So got to pick and choose. And when I pick and choose, I consider, well, what story, how is this story being presented? And what deck do I have that already tells that story? And if I find a deck that I just love, maybe I buy it anyway. Like maybe you can buy it. Maybe you want 200, 400 tarot decks. That is fine. Anna, like I said, my sister has so many tarot decks. That's okay. But if you want to keep it small, maybe it's time to offload one and you get one with the imagery that you like better. Something to consider there. All right. Thank you so much for listening in on this or watching on YouTube, wherever you are checking this out. If you're not in Tarot Throwdown, be sure to check it out. It is an amazing program. And May 2021, that's our birthday month here at the Sisters Enchanted. And anybody who's in Tarot Throwdown is going to be invited to a one-day class event with back-to-back classes all around tarot, divination, and intuition on May 23rd. And all you got to do to be there is be in Tarot Throwdown, and you can watch the replays of that event as well. So you don't have to be there if you already know May 23rd's not going to work out for you. All right, so check that out at signup.thesistersenchanted.com/tarot throwdown, or look for that link below wherever you are listening or watching this. Thank you so much for checking this out, and happy tarot deck shopping. Here's to cultivating the perfect tarot collection for you. Till next time, have an enchanted rest of your day.